you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Hello, thank you for tuning in to the free edition of the Daily Shoah on the rightstuff.biz. If you're hearing this message, it's because you're not subscribed, and we need you to change that. See, the rightstuff.biz is 100% listener funded. We have no sponsors, we have no mega donors, we have no shadowy helicopter donors coming in and saving our ass. We need you to support us in our efforts to do these shows. So please navigate to the rightstuff.biz/paywall and follow the instructions, create an account. Create an order. We sell subscriptions monthly, quarterly, twice yearly, and yearly. It's a little bit complicated because of the rampant censorship we've had to endure, so you'll have to pay with cryptocurrency, money orders by mail, e-checks, or you can navigate to my Odyssey channel, create an account on Odyssey, and you can pay me with your credit card. Thank you, and enjoy the first half of the show. Thank you.
Kind of a cuck position,
yeah,
actually.
It's kind of a...
This is tedious.
On the right stuff.biz.
I mean, I guess that's a good slogan for like before they're being wiped off the map by paragliders. But anyway, it is the Daily Show.
I boycott them having bodies.
Boycott, yeah, you like boycott them having a right to exist. I boycott their right to defend themselves. How about that? I boycott
the Daily Show. I think it's the Daily Show at 1097. Yeah, 1097. Indigenous Peoples Day edition.
Yes,
welcome. Thank you, everyone, for joining us on Indigenous Peoples Day. Today, we are celebrating the Indigenous people of the Levant region
of Palestine. Yes, we are celebrating the Indigenous people of Palestine today
on Indigenous Peoples Day.
Oh, but dude, we don't like Indigenous people because they're brown.
They dealt a powerful blow against colonialism.
Yes, no, I completely
and
support.
I celebrate every little second. Every fucking drop of blood is precious. Every stupid kike that's been thrown, like, bound and gagged into a tunnel under Gaza so they can't, like, empty, like, is great. Every dead raver, I hope 250. I hope that's, like, an undercount.
Well, you know what I was saying?
What you were saying. I hope everyone was ravers. Because what's more cramped? Like, who wouldn't want to, like, paraglide into Burning Man and kill them all?
Right. This is my thing. Look, if the raver chick Holocaust turns out to be true, I consider this justified retribution by the Palestinians on behalf of the people of the world for the creation of psytrance music, okay? Let me just explain. like that is justified retribution for the creation of Israeli psytrance, okay? Which is the fucking one of the ugliest and most disgusting forms of music ever created.
Just generic techno crap.
No. There's a particular genre of I actually like some electronic music. There's a particular genre
belongs
of
in video
EDM
games. Okay.
Called...
I can't really tell the genres apart, unless it's like, I know what jungle sounds
oh,
like.
Oh, dude, I should play you that, some like, of the worst Israeli psytrance ever, just to fill you with even more hatred. No, it's so bad.
I mean, as it is.
Trance?
Psytrance. It's like PSY.
It's like psychedelic trance.
Yeah,
it's and it was just
psytrance.
It's a particularly Jewish type of trance, and it's what all these fucking rich Jewish kids go and do. Also... Like, you know, it's also what they do. Like, they get women to go to those things. They get, like, model women and stuff like that to go to those type of parties so that, like, these creepy old rich Jewish can, like, pick up a sex trafficked woman or get a sugar baby or whatever.
I recoil at the idea of having a rave dance party in a war zone. You're on occupied land and you're going to cry about it when someone fucking... When a Morlock pops up out of the ground and grabs your precious like Elon, it's like sorry, like you're partying, like this isn't a war. You're partying like you're not on occupied ground. This is occupied ground, and it is subject to counterstrikes because you've been fucking bombing and slaughtering
and
civilians for
told.
Decades.
They
and
it's were
like,
even
why
told.
Would you? Why would the crying about it is like the framing of this whole thing is ridiculous. And frankly, it's only possible because of all the boomer fucking Shabbos goy that run the American state.
Yeah, and it's because of just complete saturation of Jewish media into these people's brains for God knows how many decades.
My faggot governor is doing today? He's flying the American flag at half staff.
Burn it.
What? Why?
Dude, it's closer to the ground. You can reach
faggot.
It with a fucking
he's
lighter.
A Northern Virginia faggot.
Burn every American
I saw this,
flag.
This video last night of some British announcer who said that like every government building in Britain was ordered to fly an Israeli flag and
burn
to
them instead
and to light it with like appropriate lighting. I'm like, the appropriate lighting is like gasoline in a match.
The appropriate like, lighting is like yeah,
that's the appropriate lighting, right? But so yes, I want to go back to your point about the rave on occupied territory. Those kikes were told by their government that they might. There might be rocket fire in the area with of their little dance party before it went on.
Yeah.
And they were actually shocked when these fucking the soldiers of God started landing like angels on paragliders coming out of the sky to scare these satanic devils away from their satanic devil music.
Oh, literally, that's what
you heard. A few weeks
ago,
I bought the world's cheapest paramotor on AliExpress for
$3,000. Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar! Allahu Akbar Express right there,
and started it for the first time. This bad boy is powered by a knockoff 170cc twin-cylinder engine made for an RC airplane.
Oh my god, it looks like it's gonna fall
apart. It supposedly will make 84 pounds of thrust and only weighs 35.5 pounds ready to fly.
There you go.
So now
we
know why.
Go.
So remember, like, was it Stryker?
Like, shop that guy with, like, a headband.
Doesn't Stryker, somebody posted, like, for, like, 6 months in Gaza, it was, like, shit was really, like, unusually quiet. It's because they were waiting for AliExpress to finally deliver these fucking things.
They're waiting for these things to get...
It's like you order from AliExpress, there's nothing express about it.
This paramotor is tiny, and I absolutely
this is like it's like it's like a harbor freight that takes that's like it's harbor freight on a barge somewhere.
they're waiting for like tractor supply to finally come through
the harbor.
You're right.
And also the structural integrity of the harness. I decided to roll the dice on the battery situation for now, but I did have my FAA certified rigger friend Tom take a look at the harness.
Wait, what?
Harness.
Oh, rigger.
Okay, because so many people are afraid that I'm actually going to fall out of the harness and die. We have an FAA
imagine taking
certified
all these
rigger.
You know who's not afraid of falling out of the harness?
Yeah, I was
going to
say. Imagine taking
Hamas.
Imagine taking all these faggy precautions where you could just fucking you could just like land
you
in
just
Israel.
Go for, dude, I was seeing. I saw the videos of them like launching. The paragliders, some of the, where they're playing the Nasheed and stuff, they had like pull motors. So like one guy was behind one of them, like pulling to get the motor started, and then the other
just run and jump
they would
there.
Just jump right off the fucking cliff.
Fuck
dude,
yeah.
These guys have brass fucking balls.
And a woman
and anybody,
wished me luck.
I gotta say this, like
even though she had no idea.
Go ahead.
I had
I'm playing this song.
Anybody that wants to fucking equivocate.
Sorry, go ahead. Do you need help?
Yes, I need Israel destroyed.
Yes. Yes, you are hostage now.
Yes.
Come with me.
Yes. Yes. Oh, dude, the best take ever is, of all the things, for BAP, like, waited 24 hours before saying anything, before coming out with something, like, absolutely dripping with irony. I want to know something, BAP, Mr. Bronze Age fucking pervert.
Well, I don't want to know anything.
No. I don't want to know anything. I got a question.
BAP, just kill yourself.
Seriously. Is rhetorical. Well, kill yourself, but... Where is your enthusiasm for the idea
of taking
fucking war brides? Like, the Palestinians...
Or just taking territory. His entire stupid book was about how, like, there's no territory
mastery,
open. Like,
mastery
it's like,
of territory.
Like, there's territory that needs to be mastered right here. There's occupied territory, and these people fought back. Where's your... Oh, yeah. They're like...
And they fought back by going and kidnapping war brides. Literally, where are the memes, BAP? Where's the jokes? Where's
because,
the funny stuff,
well, because
BAP?
Because BAP is literally Jewish.
Right, because he's literally Jewish, because, and they were like, stealing war brides from your tribe, like, BAP.
This is like a really... It's kind of frustrating that this still exists as a controversy, but it's like, if you don't support Palestinians, just rope yourself. You're just you're Lindsey Graham.
Like,
you're
I gotta say, and I'm here to be totally unequivocal about this, and give anybody who feels like they need to equivocate on it just the tiniest bit of integrity and courage. Just fucking have it. It's not hard. Once you start doing it, it becomes infectious. Once you stop being like a quibbling fucking loser on the issue, and somebody wanted to come in and like police me, I'm sorry, you're just going to look like a faggot. Like fucking the guys that were trying to police this sentiment, they always look gay.
Hamas is doing the policing right now.
Yes.
Not you.
Well, yeah. I mean, and the fucking brass balls. How can you not admire guys who had the fucking Jewish kike boot on their neck for generations? Who like cobbled together these machines and literally flew over the enemy?
We have to go in a different direction, or I'm gonna like quit because I can't talk about people who are doing this. Like,
all right, well, let's just celebrate.
You're just objectively stupid or a pussy or Jewish, and I just don't care. Like, it's no secret. Like the amount of PSYOP material on the internet
is out of fucking control. If you get PSYOPed, you will be mocked. The Jews are on PSYOP overdrive right now because of this.
I heard
it's a very simple issue. These people are taking the fight right to Jews, and they're killing them. Celebrate it or be a fag. That's it. You literally don't have another choice, and there's no argument. And people are trying to intellectualize it. You want to write fucking paragraphs of text into a fucking browser to try and counter the point? Kill yourself if you see yourself doing that. Just stop. Just fucking support it.
It doesn't make a difference if you do that anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't mean shit because I'm not changing my mind. So if it makes you nervous, then fine. But I know that our audience isn't like this.
If you change your
mind. Our audience isn't like this.
Even if you change your mind. Hamas is still going to attack. Hezbollah is going to join when Israel invades. Like, all this is totally out of our hands.
Yeah.
And if you don't like it, I don't know how to communicate to you how gay you are.
Well, I would say it's not totally out of our hands. There is stuff that we can do. Because if it wasn't, why are Jews spending so much time trying to psyop people? Why are they spending so much time lying? Why are they spending so much time suppressing us? If what we do and say didn't matter, they wouldn't be doing that. They're doing that because it matters. Why don't they just let us spread the word everywhere? Why don't they just let us have access to everything and just let us say whatever we want if it doesn't matter? It does matter. They are spending massive amounts of resources to psyop and suppress people online. Elon Musk's Twitter has been totally exposed for what it was always meant to be, which is just a Zionist shill site. It is a pure Zionist shill site.
Wasn't it a piece of information that came out about Frame Game over the weekend?
Oh, yeah. Frame Game.
Authenticate my account. I can't. I'm just. What is this?
What site is
it? This is. I just try to go on X. And
they're now locking you out.
I have an Arcos. I haven't used Twitter since.
Well, you know what Dawson told me? Dawson told me that literally before he got to post the morning this shit kicked off, his account was banned.
They knew he would come running to post about this.
I don't understand what I'm supposed to do.
That's so where I got the shirt from.
He had a Twitter account. He had a Twitter account.
What the fuck is this?
I don't know what the hell that is. Is that some kind of capture or something?
What the fuck Elon Musk is saying today.
He's just saying dumb shit. He's just saying
gay
dumb
shit. The real fight is between right and left. It's not between right and left, but rather between humanists and extinctionists. Gay.
Yeah, that doesn't mean anything, Elon.
Yeah.
Let's. The real fight isn't between these two abstractions. It's between these two abstractions. Shut the fuck up. Right and left are actually better abstractions than humanist and extinctionist. That's just made up dumb shit. Like, shut the fuck up.
Apparently, he got in a little bit of trouble because he had suggested a site that was somewhat pro-Palestinian. And of course, Jews were merely kvetching about it.
Yeah, yeah. But if you're actually pro, like, I mean, Keith is trying to like support the Palestinians within like whatever bounds he can't quite detect on Twitter. But I don't expect him to last long if he continues to do that. Like the entire, you know, they are going hard at him simply for saying stuff like, you know, wow, like look at what these Jews be doing, and you know, he seems to be trying to recruit Christians into changing their minds on it. But sorry, Christians in America are completely befuddled and brainwashed by Jews, for the most part.
I've proven that I'm human. I need to make sure you're a real person. Oh, so this is just going to be like
this is an endless loop. They just don't want you on there, dude.
Oh, I figured they're going to make me delete that tweet where I said "death to Israel" last week.
Yeah, you're probably just deleted for that. Dude, Alan was telling me on his Facebook account he put a Palestinian flag and it was removed.
Yeah,
for being a symbol of hate. That wouldn't have happened. That wouldn't have happened. You know, a few days ago.
Yeah, it's a symbol of hate because you know you're a third worldist and you're some kind of cuck if you're into that. You know, that's why they that's why they delete it.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just assuming like I can't.
But I am a third worldist. I live in America. It's a third world.
Yeah, it's a third world country.
I'm expressing solidarity with my third world brothers in Palestine.
Yeah. Yeah.
Congratulations. I'm a third worldist.
You live always in a third world country too, so there you go.
Did I get one wrong, maybe? Yeah. Am I doing this wrong? Maybe I'm doing this wrong.
I also have Jews ruining my life, so.
Yeah, dude, Twitter is just a Zionist propaganda.
All I want to do is read bad takes, and I can't get on there and read bad takes. Like, okay, what is
I managed to get in, so I don't know. But this account that I have has been banned for like 6 years. So it just, yeah.
Oh, legacy band.
Are we still playing the paraglider commercial somewhere?
It's in the background. Sorry.
Okay. Nice.
I feel like I just saw the Hitler image. And now it's gone. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, the AliExpress.
Oh, look at that mustache. Here. There he is. See, yeah. He's got like, yeah.
Is this really an endless loop, or am I just? I might be doing this wrong. So I've got the Saturn thing, and then I've got the little bear thing.
You have to solve a puzzle.
I have to solve five puzzles. So I put the guy in the seat. Like
what the fuck? Puzzle?
Using the arrows, move the person to the indicated seat. So here's a little thing sleeping, and there's like Saturn or something. So
to me, that's too dumb to solve.
This is the name
correctly.
Of this row, and this is the name of this column. I believe that's what I'm doing. Oops, wrong button. Submit. I am submitting.
Maybe you're actually, it's the same puzzle but different.
Yeah, they
just keep making you do it?
Yeah, well, it takes five, so there we go. The shamrock and whatever the hell that thing is. Five done. You've proven you're a human. Continue to your action. Oh. Oh, now, okay, I did it twice, and now my account is available to use. All right. All right. I mean, we'll see.
Weird.
Will I catch a... All right, I'm unlocked. Welcome back. Oh, like I have a... So my feed is gone. So I'm not following anybody now?
Yeah, they just
I am not
you.
Following it.
Hey, you're still listening to only half the content? I don't know if I could do that. And I would say to myself, man, this SvenPie guy is making good content. I love this. I can't take any more free writing. I don't know what I'm going to do. What am I going to do? I'm SvenPie's top guy. What am I going to do? SevenSun chose me to get a subscription. Whoa, Sven needs me? Okay, I'll do it. I'm going to bat for you, Sven. I'm going to therightstuff.biz/paywall, Sven.
Anybody? I have 992 followers, but now I'm not following anybody. Oh. Did everybody I followed get fucking...
They might have just all gotten banned.
Get blown the fuck out?
Yeah.
So now I'm not following anybody.
But yeah, as soon as I...
What am I getting in for you?
So Mark Hamill is trending. What did he do? Did he...
He said that America and Israel always... He just did the standard. He said the line, Bart.
What, that America and Israel will always stand together or something? Just, yeah, what a fag. Shit.
Really?
It's pretty standard.
Yeah, no, but I was wondering if maybe he was Jews were doing a pogrom against him because he...
Oh, man.
I made the press.
Oh, I shouldn't even look at this.
What are you looking at?
Threads. I know Threads is going to be...
Well, Threads is basically dead.
All right. It is.
Like, nobody uses Threads anymore.
Gas the Threads.
Gas the Threads.
Thank God.
So it's not following, but these are the people that I'm following. It says I'm following. Yes, I know. So what the
so,
fuck?
So these Jews are also fleeing like rats. There was a picture this morning.
That's what I want to know. Like, why are these people fleeing their beloved homeland if it's so important to them? Oh, right.
They're a bunch of pussies.
Because they run the entire world and can go wherever they want.
Right? They go wherever they want.
Like, they can go hide out in New Jersey until the whole thing blows over. Like, that's
Palm Beach
kind of like
where anywhere can you, up and down
you
the
can't
East
even rot. You can't hide anywhere.
Well, like, Benjamin Netanyahu says to the people in Gaza, like, you should leave because we're going to... It's like, where? They're literally not allowed to leave. It actually is an open-air concentration camp, yet these kikes are fleeing everywhere. The Turks said Jews fleeing Israel can, like, stay in Turkey for 90 days if you want with no necessary, like, visa or whatever. They're also going to be... Oh, boy, if you want to see tears for Israel, go into a fucking Ukrainian account. You will absolutely see nothing but tears shed for these kikes.
I saw a post from one of the fraud, like, white advocates talking about people that were, like, for the Russian cause and for the Palestinian cause. About it's like trying to pretend like there's some kind of inconsistency there. It's like, well, your situation is completely consistent. Like, you support Jewish, like, direct war and proxy war.
Well, here's the
support,
thing about
if you
the
support
inconsistency
Ukraine,
thing.
You support Ukraine, like, yes, you're supporting a NATO-Jewish proxy war. And if you support Israel over Palestine, you just literally support Jewish war. You support Greater Israel. So it's like, I don't have to ask you. I don't have to, like, guffaw and clutch my pearls. Like, I can't believe this. Like, no, it's like, you are totally predictable and consistent.
Well, here's what happens. That. So here, let me explain this inconsistency thing. So
there's no inconsistency.
I know. But I want to explain.
It's an affectation.
Here's the problem. See, you could say, like, you could go down the inconsistency route if you want. Like, you could say, well, like, say you were somebody who's a critic of us. You would say, like, well, you...
This
see,
is totally consistent.
That right there is, like, lunatic levels of inconsistency, right? If you think there's... That is clown world level of inconsistency such that it's practically a meme, but that guy's probably completely for real. But here's the thing. So, the inconsistency accusation, like, somebody would say, well... You complain about like the occupation and ghettoization of Palestinians, and you support their right to fight back. But then you would go back and you would have, in World War II, supported the occupation ghettoization of Jews and not supported their right to fight back.
Right, like, exactly. No.
But I have a consistent position, which is anti-Jewish. Mm-hmm. Right? See, that throws all that stuff out of the way. When you try, this is one of the things that Jews do. When you try to
wait a minute, though,
make it about an abstraction. Right. When you try to make, I'm against occupations. I'm against killing people, or I'm against, like, or I'm for something. Right. Like Elon Musk. It's not right versus left. It's humanist versus extinctionist. All that stuff just confuses everything. It confuses the issue. If you're saying, like, even if you want to go to the level of like national sovereignty, because you get guys that are like, well, you guys support nationalism and sovereignty, but you don't support Israel. I'm like, no, I don't support Israel.
That's not
right. Because again, I am consistently anti-Jewish and anti-Zionist. Oh, that's like Greg Johnson and fucking Ramsey Paul say that shit. They're the ones who's like, I'm a Zionist,
and then they have the guts to say, like, who's signing your checks?
Well, then it's, they,
like,
have the inconsistency.
Well, you know who's signing my checks, Greg? It's
the fucking listeners,
the fucking listeners and subscribers.
Right?
Who's signing your checks to be like a Zionist?
But there's the inconsistency on their part.
Probably nobody. Like, that's just a lack of guts. That's just like, I'm a fucking pussy.
It's, on some level,
I'm gay.
Like, assuming
it's
that,
like, you're, it's like, I'm trying to argue, like, I'm trying to, like, do, I'm trying to survive the, all right, stop shaking your leg.
Oh, right, sorry. Yeah,
let me talk. It's okay. Too. Other people can talk.
No, they can't.
All right, go ahead.
No, they can't. Oh.
No, it's just like, it's like you're trying to negotiate this, like, I want to last, like, longer than other people, mm-hmm. pretending I'm a nationalist, pretending I'm for white people, and I'm going to do it by saying things that I think Jews like. You know what Jews like? Dead white people. They're just a little bit less direct about it than they are in the Gaza Strip, right?
Well, there's a lot more of us.
Like, they can't fire white phosphorus at us. Like, they can just take bank accounts away. They can just fire you from your job, take away your prestigious, like, teaching positions.
Well, they financially cripple us. But if a larger section of the white population were actually actively fighting against them, they would start doing things like shooting Hellfire missiles at us.
Right.
Because they want to kill us. They're just, basically, there's way too many of us.
I sit here and I feel ashamed.
They have to be more careful.
Honestly. Like, I see these, like, where's my paraglider? Like, and what would you even, like, I envy the Palestinians too, because they have a concentrated small target of, like,
they have
the
a place they
powers.
Can actually go and
they
fight,
can actually
right?
go attack. This is the thing the Jews don't do anymore. Is you have a small thing you can attack. You have a centralized location. You know, you have like a couple of cities, and you have these like you have targets. Like,
and yeah, they have people that have nothing to fucking lose. Like, if those people don't fight,
we have nothing to lose either. We just don't realize it as a people because there's so much. Like, you can subscribe. You can get like a French fries subscription, the Sheetz. Like, for instance, like $10 a month, you can go to Sheetz as many times as you want and get French fries. Like, why would you paraglide and martyr yourself when there's French fries?
Right, right.
You know, it's a little more. And basically, while you're doing that, you're getting your French fries.
Well, that's
and they're telling your daughter that she should, like, love niggers.
That's a bargain that Jews often try and get you to make.
What, the, like, French fry thing? Yeah, it's
well,
a bargain.
Well, not just that, but, like, I'm saying, like, the economic thing. Like, they always, one of the criticisms they always make of the Palestinians is, like, they're giving up economic prosperity. And I'm like, well, the problem is Jews, that, like, the economic prosperity that you offer comes with, like, the complete destruction of your race ultimately. Wow. Because Jews will be like, yeah, here's like a subsidy so that you live out your life like a fucking coward. And the Palestinians just haven't taken the
deal.
Can
you imagine? Look at this guy right here. So this is a Palestinian holding his dead daughter. I think the translation is, I don't want to make this racial. I think he's saying, see, he's holding up his fingers, two fingers. He's saying there's two kinds of people in the world.
Yeah.
Exterminationists and the peaceful. That's what he's really saying, right? Right, Americans? He's holding his dead daughter.
Well, I hope that guy gets to take out a Jew.
Oh, no. What are you kidding?
Like, I hope that guy gets to kill a
Jew. Oh, that guy's brown. I'm glad.
Yeah.
He's brown. He looks just like a...
Well, he's my thing.
You know who likes that guy? It's Black Lives Matter.
Black Lives Matter, absolutely a bunch of faggots. Where were black? There was a look. I also will say this: like, I actually one of the best things.
If I were in that position, I would kill every fucking kike I set my eyes on.
Well, that's what that guy probably will go.
Hopefully,
he's
probably going to go do that.
He's probably going to do that right now.
He doesn't even have to yell "screw your optics" before he does.
Yeah,
he can just go do it.
So the thing is also this: the Palestinians have benefited greatly from the collapse of the leftist pro-Palestine movement in America.
That has been a major miscalculation by the kikes. Like, I saw you talking about this, and it's so true. Like, as, like, an annoying, like, college campus fag, like, cause, like, as a cringe thing. Like, they successfully were, like, could pull at the heartstrings of certain people.
Yeah.
People that had no power and couldn't ever get anything done for them. You know, like, the Tibetan, the Free Tibet shit. It's like, a total non-starter issue, but it's like a signaling, it's like a virtue signaling of, like, I am a high status, high class, like, college professor, college student.
Right.
Nothing I ever do is going to amount to anything, but I believe in this cause and I fight. Once they took that away, it's like now the Palestinians are free from just being like a cringe non-starter. Like now they can actually try to do something because they're not going to be co-opted by like a bunch of fags.
Well, that was a Jew strategy.
Right. And they stopped doing that for some reason, which
they
is got,
well,
so
they,
dumb.
They stopped doing it because Antifa right now is policing like Spencer Sunshine. Who's a Jewish Zionist and is one of these top Antifa thought leaders.
Richard Spencer Sunshine.
Yeah, Richard Spencer Sunshine.
He's like basking in the glow of Apollo.
Well, the two of them have the same position right now.
Basically, yeah.
The two of them have the same position, and he has the same position.
I just don't like ugly people on like paragliders.
Well,
just ugly freaks.
Well, yeah, he's like, yeah, look at the beautiful ravers. Look at the model gorgeous chicks that are being sex trafficked by Jewish men at this rave. It's amazing.
I have no one left, but for God's sake.
Look, I have nothing left but spite and bitterness. I'm just gonna like take the Jewish side.
I'm gonna try siding with the regime.
I'm gonna just try siding with power.
No, let's be a follower. Instead of a leader.
Look, it's kind of like Nietzsche and Apollonian to just cuck yourself for fucking Jews. It's like I'm gonna just let myself be bride gathered. Yeah, who's the bride gathering cult now, Mark? Ha! Looks like the Palestinians are gathering brides.
Stuffing him in a tunnel. Leaving him in a bathroom stall beheaded.
It's also not
true
that
there are. Did you see those beheaded IDF soldiers? I was like, yeah!
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh,
I don't really like gore porn, but what I did see.
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I had it on TG. It's like beheaded Israeli soldiers. Fucking great. I hope they do something really creative with the heads.
Well, I think that they should just focus on killing more rather than getting into like some Francis Dollar-eyed shit. But like, this is Israel.
The borders
changing.
Are changing. Do you see? The rules are changing.
Do you see Gaza? It's changing.
Lebanon's going to get involved.
Oh, they are. Lebanon's involved.
Egypt is calling up its, what is it, second and third army or something?
Dude, if the Egyptians decide to fight, like, forget about it. I don't know if they will because they're kind of faggy. All these
Arab regimes need is, like, assurance from Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's another.
That's what's got the
there's
Jews
another
so
game in town,
afraid.
Bro. Like fucking fuck America. Get with the Russians. Get with the Chinese.
Right, because
fuck
the thing
America
is this, right now. So the balance of forces is this. We can stop talking about like faggot people that are adjacent to our community that constantly try and send FUD around. Like, because that's just Jewish. If you're out there promoting FUD, you're just a Jew. Like, just fuck you. Like, there's no reason to have FUD. Like, there's no reason to not just be enthusiastic about this. And you know that Jews don't want us to be because they're out there spreading FUD through every fucking channel. I don't need to repeat it again. But the state of play is this, that the U.S. is sending an aircraft carrier into the area to assist the Jews in their genocide in the Gaza Strip. And what they're saying is that if the Lebanese, if Hezbollah gets involved from the north, which is basically, as of this morning, it seems like that has just broken out. It seems like there's actual just active fighting now. And like some of the Lebanese have blown a hole through their fence and are streaming into Israel. I don't know if that's true. Don't hold me to it. It will probably happen, though, because there was some tit-for-tat shit yesterday. And some people were like, well, maybe they're going to go tit-for-tat. So Lebanon doesn't look, the Hezbollah don't look like they didn't do anything while this was going on. And the Israelis maybe are going to give them enough room to like not escalate. Seems like that shit's out the window because more shit was gone, you know, was fired from Lebanon. And now the Israelis bombed some towns in southern Lebanon. So it's over. Hezbollah is going to go in. But what the United States was saying was like, if Hezbollah starts fighting Israel, and of course, it's always going to be framed that they started it. This is, and as is this raid that Hamas is going to be, well, out of the blue, out of nowhere, they just started it. What's going on?
Oh, yeah.
But, like, out of nowhere whatsoever.
Did 800 settlers, like, storm the Al-Aqsa Mosque last week? Isn't that what the final?
800 like, filthy kike rabbis.
Yeah. Oh, they were all
on
all
Thursday went into the Al-Aqsa Mosque surrounded by interior ministry police.
They don't even, the Palestinian, the Palestinians don't need that kind of justification.
No, this shit was
they've been being slaughtered since 1948.
This shit was in the works. This raid was in the works for months.
It's their land. Like, it's their country. It was installed by the end of the conclusion of World War II is to give Kikes a country there that they don't fucking deserve.
Right.
They don't deserve a country. They don't deserve existence.
Right. Right.
And someone kept asking, "Well, if you kicked them out, where are they going to go?" And some people were just saying, "Like away."
Yeah, just gone. It's just not my problem. How about that?
Hopefully, like, you don't find anywhere that's safe.
Why do I have to fucking have a place for them to go? Why is that my job?
Israel has a right to exist has been a surprisingly effective piece of propaganda.
It doesn't have a right to exist.
No, it doesn't. Don't think so.
It actually doesn't.
Israel doesn't think you have a right to exist. Why are you granting them all this shit?
Israel was like an overnight speed run of colonialism. Like, literally. Like, they just plopped it down in the U.S. They're like, okay, this is Israel now. And there were millions of people. Millions of people were just fucking were just displaced immediately and put it in the entire world as Ilhan Omar that said Israel has the world under a spell or under a it's like that's exactly what happened.
Oh god, that's a trope. Well,
I don't care if it's a trope. It's a trope because it's true. And also,
it's an any percent speed run. They don't have to finish the whole board. They just have to get some.
And so, we're trying to argue against that ever since, and they're supposed to try to guilt you because America was a colony. Fuck you. I support all colonialism except for I don't support anything Israelis do. I don't support anything Jews do. None of that stuff works, and I will shamelessly. I don't care.
I'll take colonialism on a case by case basis, but Israel just they don't get anything.
Jews aren't allowed to do anything.
Yeah, they don't get anything.
I don't care if you detect hypocrisy.
That's their attitude to you. That's their attitude to you, white man. Yeah. That's their attitude to you. Return it in kind. Exactly. That's all I'm asking you to do. I'm simply asking you to follow Jesus's golden rule. Do unto others as they would do to you. No, that's not exactly
right. That's not how that works.
Right, no.
No, Jesus's golden rule tells you, okay, yes, let the Jews do what they want.
That's actually out the window. No, I'm telling you to follow.
Still listening to this version of the Daily Shoah? Still haven't subscribed? Please, go over to therightstuff.biz/paywall, grab a subscription, and you won't be interrupted with these sales pitches ever again.
You to follow the golden rule of
look
actually
at this little kike fucking I just got swatted and ran out of the air.
Do unto others as they would do unto you, and give back in kind. They are destroying our nation too.
He's in your house seeking refuge from the hang
if
virus.
You're mad because of Arabs and Muslims in European lands and in the United States, which I agree that they don't belong here. Well, that's the result of all these Jewish machinations over all of these decades. They wouldn't be there. I'm like, look, Arabs, go home. And the ones that want to stay here, go home. Go back to your native homelands. And then we don't have to fight with you anymore. We'll just buy your oil. And that'll be that. Good deal. And then your countries can develop. Our country can develop free of Jews. Just get them out of the picture and everything can be fine. If you're coming here because you want money, well, go home. We'll get rid of Jews. And we'll just make an oil deal, and you can make some money in your own home. That's all we have to do.
What do you
it's very
money?
Simple.
You probably don't need money where you come from.
The money just, comes out of the fucking ground where you
sand.
Come from. No, you dig, and you find money. There's just black gold everywhere. Go and deal with it. Dude, I saw some of these dumbass tankies in New York City last night with the signs that said Israel is
The tool of American
tool
oil companies.
Companies. And I was no, that's just objectively
incorrect. That's the Noam Chomsky fucking, bullshit.
And I want to say this, what you were saying about the bullshit, we didn't finish that point. We're jumping around, but I'm a little bit excited, I'll admit it. The bullshit so-called pro-Palestine left in America was a Jewish psyop and has been for a long time. I got involved in that movement as a young, bright-eyed idealist.
Effective strategy. It worked.
It worked very much, and I'll explain how.
Actually, it still kind of works, because that, the legacy of that is, saying, oh, you love brown people? Sort of lives on in the conservative, memory.
And there's another aspect to it as well. But I, as a young, bright-eyed, idealistic libtard, I got involved in some of that stuff. But you know, as I was watching, they gave me top billing at the ADL. Interesting.
Wait,
how
I thought
now?
I thought the ADL got banned. What is this?
But I also think it's interesting that when Jews are feeling pressure, who's at the top of their list on their hit piece?
Yeah, they're not.
Suddenly, it's me.
They're not quoting whatever the fuck BAP's real stupid name is.
They're quoting a bunch of different groups and people who, most of which are taking good stances, but possibly in different, taking a little bit different approach, which is fine. I'm not going to. Anybody who's attacked in this article, whatever, right? But I'll say this. The left-wing Palestine movement in America, I didn't like it. And I didn't like it because every time, and it was on display last night in New York City, some cringy little girl on the mic, like doing these cringy chants. I've never seen a pro-Palestine thing, and it's not purely like an anti-woman thing, but it plays into the way that they do things. I have never seen a pro-Palestine event in America that wasn't being led by some extremely shrill and cringy woman. And when I was like 25 years ago, when I first got involved in this kind of stuff, it was Jewish broads. It was like smelly fucking dreadlock Jewish broads with armpit hair would be out there like on the mic talking about end the occupation, right? And the thing is, what that does is it does two things. One, it frames it in like that in a certain way, and it also makes the Palestinians constant victims. And that warps how people think about them. And eventually what happens is, justifiably so, people are like, I just don't care about you constantly whining about this victim group in another land that you're always talking about. They're poor and they're living in squalor and this and that. They're not actually that poor. This is funny. Sometimes Jews hit back against all the, oh, my poor living in squalor Palestinians. They're like, they're not that poor. And they show the places that they live, and they have, like, cities and streets and, like, shops, and they seem to have some economic development. And it's true. They're not that poor. Relative to other Arab countries, they're relatively wealthy. And so that the issue isn't even, like, that they're poor. And then they do this thing. It's like, poor people have a right to rise up. It's like, well, what about, like, people that aren't totally poor and are just having this fucking boot on their neck? They're just trying to destroy them. It's like what actually is going on is like they remove the Palestinians of their dignity. That movement removes the Palestinians of their dignity. It makes them into these poor, teary-eyed, sad sack, always begging shit. But the Hamas aren't like that. They didn't ask anybody's fucking permission. They didn't ask for any NGO money. They didn't ask for any fucking faggot leftists to come over and cry tears for them. They went and they killed Jews. They fucking hang glided into occupied territory, being covered from behind by rocket fire. Did you see this video of the Hamas fucking paraglider, like, shooting up over the wall as, like, rockets, friendly rocket fire covered them from, like, Israeli radars and Iron Dome shit from behind? The absolute fucking brass balls of somebody willing to do something that fucking dangerous. That is something that no Western military would ever have their people do. This is fucking awesome. What is this?
This is like a rain of paragliders.
That's fucking amazing.
I mean, unless, I don't know if this might be fake. Who
that's
knows?
Probably not Israel. That's probably something.
That just looks
thing.
Like...
That looks like something in Europe. Or America, maybe.
Yeah, I think that's, this is just like one of those fake things.
It might just be as like some parachute celebration. Anyway... I saw some people doing edits of the paragliders coming into the rave, and I'm like, instead of that rave music, let's do Ride of the Valkyries. Let's get some, you know. So yeah, like again, there's no moral conundrum here. There's no issue about I don't like Islam or brown people. I don't care if you don't like Islam and brown people.
Are Jews your enemy or not?
Yeah, but also like
what do you have to like also hell for?
These Islamic brown people, and first of all, they're not all Islamic. Some of them are, but not all. Well, most of the Hamas fighters are. But they are not targeting you. And there's no evidence they have any designs on you. These are people who are like, I want my land in the Middle East back. Like, I want my land in the Middle East back. Mm. And if Jews would stop stealing the land in the Middle East and stop starting wars with countries like Syria, you know, how many Syrians has that war that they started? Using evil Islamic people, using evil bearded monsters in ISIS, actually using those people. It's not Hamas that is the one creating the civil war in
you
Syria.
Shouldn't have to plead with people like this. Like the resettlement of
I'm not pleading. I'm owning
them. The resettlement of Muslims against Europe is a fucking Jewish program. It's an Israeli program to clear them out of the area. It's an NGO. It's a policy carried. It's policy set by Israel that's carried out by NGOs that is supported by Uncle C-Sam. It's like, how hard is this?
And supported by Israel.
How hard is it?
Israel
to fucking,
themselves funds this shit.
How hard is it to fucking? How hard is it to fucking like put that all together and just take the right side? Oh, right. Because. You know what it is? You just feel guilty that you're not paragliding anything except your fucking Twitter account and you're a faggot. I logged on to Telegram this morning and watched the video. You're ashamed. You should be ashamed because this is how you react to
this op that they were doing last time in 2021. I researched all that stuff and I put all that together in that article I wrote, and it spread. That article has been spread like hundreds of thousands of times around the internet. And it makes the case unequivocally. As a result of that, the same people that push this narrative have had to step back, and they're now confessing that they've acknowledged all of that, but they still just won't take the right side. So they're not actually impervious. So the thing is, when you see somebody who's not impervious to an argument, they have had to confess that that stuff is all true.
So
once you acknowledge that all that stuff is true, there is literally no possible excuse for taking the Israeli side. And taking no side is taking the Israeli side. Okay, let's be honest. Because if you say it's not my problem, then status quo. Then you're just supporting some kind of status quo, which is the Jewish side. So now, if you wanted to come to me and say, like, there's some conflict in, like, Burma between two different ethnic groups or religion, and I'll be like, yeah, that's legitimately something where I have no idea and it's none of my business. Okay? But when you say that about this fucking little Jewish, pissant little Jewish fucking settlement in the Middle East, no, it is your problem, because the entire politics of your entire life are run by the necessity of this little sliver of land that Jews occupy to be allowed to continue to exist. Okay, every single thing in your life, every political development in your life revolves around that. Yep. Your entire country is owned by people whose main concern, fucking Richie Torres, a faggot Puerto Rican from New York City, said yesterday, 600 Israelis is the equivalent of 20,000 Americans.
Yep, I saw that.
Now, he's trying to make some point about relative populations.
It's like Israel's 9/11. I'm like, really?
No, 9/11 was Israel's 9/11.
Well, Israel didn't do it.
Like,
did Israel attack itself?
Well, there's also people saying that. So, no white guilt.
Check out the dancing Israelis this time, huh?
Well,
we got
literally. Dancing, check out these dancing. I got to confess. I stole that joke from a Lebanese guy on Telegram. He's the first one I saw come
up. What joke? With dancing Israelis? Yeah. Oh, I thought I just did it now.
The new right. dancing Israelis. Oh, you see a lot of people. Oh, I was doing that. You didn't see my post yesterday?
I guess I didn't see that.
I showed
one.
A picture of the rave yesterday. I said, Google dancing Israelis. You didn't see that?
No, that's where my mind just went, though. That's pretty good.
I also did it on Dawson. I went into Dawson's stream yesterday just to listen to what he was saying, and he like saw me in there, and he gave me the mic, and we had a little bit of a conversation. It was kind of fun. We had a fun time, but yeah. And I said that first of all, and he cracked up. He thought that was just about the funniest thing, but I literally first saw that joke like a day and a half ago from one of these Lebanese accounts that I follow on Telegram that are giving all the news of everything. Twitter is just Zio. It just should change. It should just be like just Zio.
Yeah, this guy
machine,
is saying Dresden, like, February 1945. This is how you reach peace with Nazis soon in Gaza. I mean, are the Gazans?
Well, he's
Nazis?
That's actually right, though.
I mean, this guy's saying like these people are Nazis, therefore they're on your side, right? Like,
so believe him. No, but see, this guy. Here's the thing. This guy is kind of correct, because that is how Jews won, sure. And that's the only way Jews ever win is with genocide.
Yep.
So that's why I think that it's important to keep everything on the table when you're discussing Jews.
Well, they have it. Look, it's on the table for them. They are the ones that fucking set the tone. Right?
Like, you want me to take stuff off the table? I can't.
This is what I want to say about Israel.
Okay,
we're
going back to on the table.
This is what I want to say about Israel. And this is why I like talked about that. Like, there's no. What I was making. When I talked about the table, you kind of misunderstood me and freaked out because, like, I know the optics look bad, but it's just kind of like there is no moral condemnation coming from that direction that I give two wits about. Like, my thoughts about what is and isn't acceptable in, like, a combat. Doesn't come from what they think is acceptable.
Yes.
It comes from my own conscience, not from, like, if the Jews have a meme about, like, you shouldn't, what was it? Like, you shouldn't throw turpentine bombs out of, like, propeller planes onto, like, black people. I'm like, well, I wouldn't do that just because that's
dumb.
Well,
I wouldn't do it
because
it doesn't work.
I wouldn't do that because the Jews scold me. But anyway. Right, but
if
so
they would not do war crimes.
Well, they
and not
everything's on the table
firebombing.
For them. Yeah, that's what I want to say. Like, one of the things that goes around every time this. Well, I have an extended bit here. So
okay,
please,
yeah, I'll let you go.
When
I'll
I pause,
you
it's for dramatic effect.
Sorry,
I'm done.
I know.
I'm just setting the table. So I'll tell you what's on it. So one of the things that comes out every time this stuff flares up is the talk of like Israel being an apartheid state. Or whatnot. And that it's like that gives Israel way too much credit.
Yeah.
Apartheid, I actually looked it up. The translation is separating, setting apart. That's not what the Israeli state is there to do. the South in South Africa, They separated so that these, this minority of white people that had settled there can, like, go on, like, having a country and living their lives. They cordoned off where the black, like, you want to be black and you want to be, like, you live over there and we'll stay away from each other. And the outcome of that was because they're black, basically the separated settlements of black were just total disgusting slums, because that's the best that those people can do. It was about black and white. They were not about the Africans, the Boers and the Angles that lived down. They were not trying to, like, genocide blacks so that they would have the whole country to themselves. They were not doing that at all. They were just trying to be like, can you please stay over there so that we can steal the diamonds out of your dirt? So
that
was
actually Kikes.
I know, I'm
that.
Just kidding. Yeah. But I'm just like, they were just like, can we just look, we traveled all the way down here. We have a bunch of farms. We're tired of you getting killed. We're tired of you killing us, blah, blah, blah. With Israel, it's like, they're not doing that. They're not trying to create, like, that's why they scoff at a two-state solution. Like, they're not trying to create a coexistence where there's, like, separation. The reason Gaza is separated, because they know that these are holy warriors that want their land back. Right? It's not, there's not a thing going on here. Like, it's not apartheid. They're a genocide state. They're an annihilation state. That's what Israel is. And every time something like this happens, they fucking deserve it because of how they've, their entire history is, like, where did, like, the land start? Like, they first they genocided the Canaanites.
Yes.
And, like, it's gone from there? Like, how many times this has to happen? This people's existence is completely due to genociding people they see as rivals, or they just vaguely don't like. They do a genocide. They seek to annihilate. And the current configuration of Israel is they are slowly but surely wiping out anyone that they consider a Palestinian, and they're trying to wipe out any Arab in the region. They're trying to destabilize every Arab country and send as many Arabs as they can to Europe to fuck up you, too.
Some kike on
it's
X.
It's not an apartheid state.
Let the game go yesterday, and everyone was sharing this around, where he was like, we need to literally deport all the Gazans to Europe.
That's literally that's what they want to do.
That's what they want to do. So I support the Gazans that are fighting to stay in their country and kick these Jews out. Now, that picture of Dresden and what they're doing in Gaza now tells you how they are the ones. And they accuse us of genocide. They're accusing the Palestinians of it now. They always accuse you of what they are doing. Yep.
Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall for your subscription today.
The way Jews run the world and the way they rule is ultimately the threat of leveling entire cities. They burned Dresden. They burned Hamburg. They nuked Tokyo. They literally incinerated hundreds of thousands, millions of human beings to the point where they literally incinerated them with actually no trace because the heat was so high. You don't achieve that in a fucking crematory oven. You achieve that by literally starting fires so huge in cities that you cannot find the remains of the people. Any distinguishable remains of people that were burned up in there. Like, hundreds of thousands of Germans were killed that way. Hundreds of thousands of Japanese were killed that way. And now they are leveling Gaza City. That is how Jews fight. That's how they set the table. And the table was set by the fucking books in their fucking bullshit fucking Bible that they believe in. Okay, that's how they set the table, and genocide is on the table for them. So that's how they talk about it. So if you feel guilty about it because they have infected your brain with their media, just stop. Just stop it. Apartheid would be a two-state solution. That's actually apartheid. That would set the two apart from each other. Here's the Jews, here's the Palestinians.
That's not a solution.
Which is so funny. That's I know not it's a not a solution.
One-state solution, point
is,
Palestine.
The solution is Palestine. And Jews just, I don't care where they go. That's their problem. And if no one wants to welcome them, again, that's their problem. They wandered for 1,500 years. They can go back to wandering, as far as I'm fucking concerned. Like, I get it.
Shall not pass!
Like, but they can't wander here.
No.
Right, they can't wander here. They can't wander in Palestine, and everybody else should say you can't wander here either, because you can't give them a foothold anywhere. You can't let them set up shop. You can't let them get a hold of the monetary system. You can't let them start getting a hold of newspapers and radio stations and fucking TV stations. You can't let them start talking to politicians, to fucking weak-willed, fucking slimy politicians. You can't let them do any of that. You got to keep them contained. Literally, they need to be behind a wall with no access to economic resources. Otherwise, this shit happens. And it's a small price to pay for world peace. It's a small price to pay for world peace. Just keep them in a ghetto behind a wall. Because that's all they deserve. Because that's all they have in mind for the rest. In fact, they're not even that nice to the rest of us.
No.
We're better than them. They're not even that nice to the rest of us. They just want all of us gone. They want all of us mingled into a fucking... Where's that?
I don't know. Some shitty soccer match, but I'll take what I can get.
Well, they've been doing... Dude, in Scotland, people were doing that. And, you know, and I want to say one other thing. So that there's a few points. I'm kind of all over the place. But that pro-Palestine left-wing movement in America, yeah, one, it poisoned normal Americans, normal white people against the cause because it's so cringy and stupid. But also, it, like I said, it continually made the parameters of the thing, like the Palestinians are poor victims, constant, like, crying and screaming and whatever. And yes, they are victims. But that continual image is going to grate on the ear. That's why yesterday I was trying to make it less about, like, oh, these victims and no one cares. So and sometimes you get these kind of scolding editorials from, like, Western leftists that go over there and look at it, and they're like, it feels like you're being finger-wagged. It's like Americans just don't fucking know. Like, all these things, oh, they broke this UN resolution, they broke this agreement. Yeah, all that shit's true, but nobody knows that. You can't, like, finger-wag at people that don't know that, because they've never been exposed to this news. It's rational ignorance. You can't come and, like, finger-wag people who just don't know something. It's like they just don't know it. So they see you as a scold. They see you as a nudge. That's why I'm like, fuck all that. Let's celebrate the actual Palestinian warriors.
You should
going
just celebrate
taking
the underdogs taking a win.
Yeah, like they're the underdogs. A fucking cry bully, and it's even worse than just a bully. It's a cry bully. Yeah, it's the poor victim players. You know, I got this slave
like,
morality
don't
thing
shit about
came
the radical Islam. Like, that's just a bunch of Jewish propaganda.
Yeah, it's not. It's bullshit. The radical Islam, if you care about that, that's their ally in Syria. That's their ally in Syria. Radical Islam.
Can we talk
that's
about radical Judaism?
Yeah, radical Judaism is your problem. Like, radical Islam is a Jewish creation. It's one of their tools. ISIS is a tool of fucking Israel. Israel Secret Intelligence Service. ISIS is a tool of Israel and America, as was Al-Qaeda. Okay, and all you Jews did 9/11 people, you should agree with this because that's the basis of your thesis, and you're correct. So, yeah, ISIS is also a Jewish pawn. And they're the ones that are creating all those civil wars in all these countries. So just forget all of that pre-programming. I understand why you don't like Muslims. I understand why you don't want them in your country. Valid. That's a valid way to feel. No one's asking you to, like, open your doors to them. I'm saying, I saw a Lebanese guy share that meme yesterday, where it's like the guy from The Office and says, deport all Palestinians out of Western nations.
I want to stop you.
Yeah.
You just said, I understand why you hate Muslims.
Yeah.
As if it's like a valid point. It was like, you hate Muslims because you were programmed to by Zog.
Right.
You don't even, you don't know anything about Muslims.
Well, I understand that.
And you never did.
Yeah.
I understand, but you don't understand why you hate me. You hate Muslims because of Fox News. You hate Muslims because Zog spent
100%.
30 years, like, making you afraid of, like, suicide bombing towel heads. Because that's what they do justifiably in Israel.
Yeah.
Because those are the attacks they use in Israel. And you need to be afraid of them because your shitty country, America, and God knows what shitty countries in Europe, are all allied and under the thumb of Zog, under Israel, and they work for it. And that's why they chant death to America. That's why they call you infidel. Oh. That's why they call us the great Satan and the little Satan. They've got it backwards, though. Or maybe they don't. Who knows? Israel is the great Satan, and we're just their enforcement arm. We're their fucking donor army.
That is conflated because the people doing that don't suicide bomb America. Suicide bombed America on 9/11 were fucking Jew pawns.
Right. I'm just saying that's part of the campaign to make you hate Muslims.
Right. Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. That's why the original dancing Israelis, who probably maybe those guys, even after they got back to Israel, maybe they were even at that rave. Maybe they were dancing. They've been dancing since. Mm-hmm. You know, that's what they were celebrating. The reason they were dancing was because they were like, oh, man, these goyim are going to do whatever we want after this. After those towers fell.
Pretty much.
That's why those kikes were dancing.
It worked on me. Yeah. But we're still, the sad thing is it still works on people.
Yeah.
Oh, it's my brown people.
So,
brown people.
Yeah, those brown people are fucking. Imagine dying in a blaze of glory, fucking attacking an Israeli rave instead of just being a skinny, fat, fucking soy-filled McDonald's bitch in this country typing edgy things into your Telegram channel. Imagine instead of doing that, you're going to get bombed out in a fucking Gaza tunnel instead of just like, oh, you know what I did today? I played Starfield. And then I posted some edgy. Oh, dude! I almost got banned at Minecraft. I said "kike" a couple times.
Dude, you're literally alienating the working class right now.
Well, I mean, I know it's alienating to know that I'm better than you.
Well, look,
at least I can see it. If you can't fucking see it, like, you're just an ideologically weak, and you're just like, imagine like being so weak.
But we don't need to be fighting with these people. Let's just talk about, because again, the battle's over. We're now beating it into a pink mist. Let's just like this.
But just like those Jews. Sometimes you gotta just leave things on the table.
If you're gonna brown people post, just go and do the whole like hashtag Biden did this. Just go back into the partisan fucking bullshit circus and talk about how Trump gave Vladimir Putin intel on Israel, and that's why this is happening. Just go do that.
Yeah, let's do that instead.
If you want to be retarded, at least be retarded with some panache. At least be retarded in a popular mainstream way where you can get actual upcomings instead of upcomings from other like soy-filled bitches who just want to.
That's true. If you want to promote like dumb narratives that help Israel, there's a lot out there.
Go post good ones
that will actually get you more credit and possible clout than what you're doing. So yes, what's funny is you have two competing narratives amongst the mainstream parties, which is one is like, yeah, Trump did it because he gave intel. And the other one is...
Totally. Trump, and
the
oh,
other,
God.
The other one is what, like, oh, Biden... Hate, Biden
Trump
gave
hates
the,
Israel so bad, dude.
Biden gave the oh. Iranians their money, and that's why all this is happening and all this shit. Anyway, but I did want to say, like, here's...
I hope that's true and cry about it. So.
Well, that's not true. It's not true because the Iranians were going to do this anyway. So, whatever. I mean, and yes, I actually do think... Dawson was saying he didn't think that the Iranians were funding and helping this, and I was like, I don't see how that's... I don't really see how that.
He just doesn't
want to
blow their cover.
I think he might actually be running cover.
Just like he doesn't want to blow his like literal Nazi cover.
Well, I won't. I'm just not gonna make any comments. But like,
keep pretending, Ryan.
Well, he was basically saying,
"Mister, I'm an Indian,
dude." On the stream last night, yesterday morning. 100%
Bavarian phenotype.
Towards the end of it, he was like. He's like, yeah, and everybody complains about the mustache, man. What do you think he was doing it for? And I was like, well, yeah. I gotcha. Spinning squirrel. I understand what you're talking about. I know what that. What do you think that is? That spinning squirrel. What's it spin? What's it look like when it spins? Anyway. Oh, did you see they're fucking clutching their pearls because some fucking Indian kid like held up a cell phone screen with a swastika in New York City last night? at that tanky protest, there was some like really like Dravidian kid who like. Of his cell phone and had a swastika on it. Now, if you fucking think you don't live in a kike occupied country run by the kike fucking Orwellian media machine, some fucking Dravidian kid in a fucking hoodie sweatshirt in New York City last night had a cell phone screen with a swastika on it, and it's fucking international news. So, like, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, well, it's just like the thing with the escalating defenses around synagogues in the United States. Like,
oh,
suddenly
yeah.
Everybody's on high alert.
We gotta... That the place he used to live in, Queens, there was like a fucking synagogue with just like cordons of NYPD around it. Like, what the fuck? Like,
Israel gets a bloody nose, and suddenly American synagogues are on high alert.
Yeah.
I should just tell you everything you know.
Yeah. Yeah. So. Apparently, what America has threatened is that if Lebanon joins in, if Hezbollah joins in the conflict and attacks Israel, that they will retaliate against Iran.
I type death to Israel in the Twitter, will I lose my account again? They didn't make me delete it last time I wrote it.
I'm betting that you will not even get to post it. But yeah, you will lose your account for saying that.
What if I write inshallah? Which one's
that.
Better, inshallah or mashallah? I don't know how any of this works.
I don't know what I... Not
I think, very religious.
I think you want to say, like, takbir. I don't know what that means either, but...
Taco Tuesday?
Yeah. Say, like, I would like Israel to lose.
I just sent it.
And see what happens. See if you get...
Cool. You just received the junk phone call.
Yeah,
it was an 866 number.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering if, like, people... I forget we're not streaming. So I'm wondering if, like, somebody trying to, like, police us in live, in real time. But anyway...
I cannot be policed.
No, there's no policing because there's no point. There's no fucking point. There's no point. Look.
You're just gay.
Last number I saw, and this could be slightly exaggerated...
The most important outcomes of events like this is, like, knowing who's gay.
Right.
Whose butthole got a little bit wider?
Well, my thing is, like, again, I'm trying to make people that maybe are feeling a little bit, like, nervous about it. Like, seriously, that nervous feeling is the loser in you, and you need to just get rid of it. Like, just get rid of that constant, like, you know, that nervousness. I get why you feel that way. Our brains have been washed. They have been saturated with Jew shit for so many years. But just let it go. We have to get rid of it. If we don't get rid of that little Jew on our shoulder, that little guilty conscience kike on your shoulder, if you don't just swipe it away, like, we will fucking die. We will be in a ghetto surrounded by walls getting struck by hellfire missiles eventually. Maybe that's what it'll take for us to get a little bit of balls. Maybe that's what it'll take. It might be. But they are threatening that they'll retaliate against Iran if the Lebanese Hezbollah militia gets involved.
Oh, God,
that
please.
Will actually Rule? Create a big problem because...
keep escalating. Keep riding that escalator, that Israel.
The problem with doing that is I don't think Israel will actually survive a conflict of that scope.
That's a problem I'd like to have.
Which is why
these are the kind of problems you want.
Which is why I think they might be bloviating because, additionally,
all I want a bunch of 50-foot holes in that carrier group that they're sending across the Mediterranean. Just like, yeah. Please, well, send the suicide boats.
Yeah. Well, it's the
suicide speedboats. Just
it's
do
the
it.
USS Gerald Ford. I'm like, Gerald Ford is notorious for tripping
he's
and
just falling.
Falling
down.
Let's have this carrier.
Just, rename it the USS Chevy Chase.
Yeah. Trip and fall to the bottom of the Mediterranean Sea. Maybe on its way down, it can destroy those gas pipelines
being
that
like,
the kikes have been building.
It's being escorted by the destroyer Russ and the recon ship Audrey.
The Israeli economy is tanking right now, and the Chevron.
The USS Clark Griswold. Fix the null post! Israel just falls.
And you know, Chevron was doing an investment in gas pipeline because there's some gas fields in the Mediterranean Sea between Israel and Cyprus, and the Israelis and the Cypriots, I believe that's what
the
Cypriots.
The Cypriots.
Oh, also,
the
if you want to know
the lesbians,
if
you got to watch out
know
for them,
a place that is an absolute hotbed of like kike fucking.
Oh, Cyprus! Oh
it's
my God,
Cyprus! So many. If there's a
it's
business,
completely ruled.
If there's a business run out of Cyprus, it's like 99% chance it's a kike scam. Of
you know
some
what
sort.
Businesses run out of?
Hey, are you still listening? You should get behind the paywall. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and get yourself a subscription.
Cyprus?
Like sex trafficking?
relocating Africans and Arabs into Europe.
Yeah, that...
That literally is run out of Cypriot... That's a Cypriot fucking Jewish
dude,
endeavor.
Dude, these Israeli Jews have all
Where
their
the
fucking
boats come
front
from?
Companies in Cyprus, yeah.
Cyprus.
In
Cyprus. Hill.
Remember like David Cerini? In Cyprus, they canceled their bank accounts. Do you remember that? Like years ago, there was like some economic crisis in Cyprus.
I just remember his like shitty voice.
So I remember like Bulbasaur was making fun of this so much because there was like a Arini was there was like some because back when people were still like libertarians like hard money and all that shit and they had like frozen people's bank accounts in Cyprus because they're having a monetary crisis and Arini was like the first blow has been struck in Cyprus. They've canceled people's bank accounts.
Oh my God.
That's like most people will not remember that. That shit was like 8 years ago, but it was fucking hilarious.
Yeah, I don't remember.
And he was being like dead serious, and we were just like laughing at his stupid lisp. Like, I don't give a fuck about it. There's a conflict I don't care about. Cypriot bank accounts getting closed. That's not my problem. But anyway, yeah, so there's like a gas field there. Oh, God, did I say gas?
Yeah.
And that's going to get... Like and basically the idea was to ship natural gas into Israel in order to solve their energy crisis because they actually have an energy problem. They don't have oil. They have no real – I mean there might be some oil fields someplace in Israel, but I actually don't think there are. And they have to import energy. You know what else Israel has to import? Fucking water. Because like they've got the Jordan River, but that's not going to fulfill all their water needs. The Dead Sea is like way too salty to it's like literally salt. Like it's interesting the saltiest lake in the world is in fucking Israel. That makes sense, right? Just the pure salt. And then they actually have to rely on desalinization plants. But the funny thing is, desalinization as a way of creating like drinking water is considered like low status. because it's like a third world. It's like a third world thing to do, you know. Whereas like us first world countries, we have aquifers and reservoirs and rivers and lakes that we can tap for our drinking water. But no, these third world countries have to do desalinization. So Israel has to do desalinization. So they need water. That's another reason why they wanted to conquer, like,
desalinization.
Yeah, that's really actually need. What needs to happen.
That's what they're going for.
Israel wanted to conquer southern Lebanon because there's a river in southern Lebanon called the Litani River. And that was why they got involved in a war in Lebanon in 1982, and why they got involved in a war in Lebanon in 2006. And if you think like conquering more territory isn't on the agenda for them, I remember the 2006 war. They were talking about grabbing the Litani River again. That's 20 miles into Lebanese territory, and the Kikes are still talking about it. They're probably thinking maybe they can get it this time. You cannot get it, Jews. Hezbollah is not to be fucked with. They are effectively a state-level military. Now, Hamas has really come into their own in the last few days and proven that they can hold their own with anything, because there used to be like bants between Hezbollah and Hamas. But it's like, well, it's kind of not fair, given one's like literally in an occupied little strip of land and one has, you know, kind of state resources available to it. But at the same time, the Hezbollah scares them. And in fact, part of the reason that that Hamas was able to pull this shit off is how much Hezbollah scares them and how much of their shit was focused in the north. So right now, they still have not gotten the Hamas fighters under control. These guys went in on hang gliders. They blew a hole. 80 different places they blew a hole in the fence around Gaza. And they went on motorcycles. And they were literally like motorcycling around to Jewish towns, taking out army posts, grabbing Jews, and taking them back to Gaza. There was a video I saw of a bunch of these fucking Jewish broads with plastic surgery sitting around. Like you ever notice this about Israeli broads? You ever notice how they kind of look like mean girls? And because they all look like mean girls, if you like, it's because they all have like so much fucking plastic surgery that they want to look like, they actually want to look like the perfect Aryan. So they get their faces sculpted. That's why they also look like they're falling apart once they get older. So they have all these mean girls, some of them in their IDF uniform still, because remember, a young woman in Israel is not like a non-combatant. They're probably a conscript into their fucking gay army. So have them in this warehouse in Gaza, and they let them have their fucking little cell phones. They let them have their phones, and these girls are sitting there. So much for your like massacre of Israeli raver chicks. You know, Gavin McGinnis is crying rivers of tears for this like dreadlocked fucking Jewish girl that supposedly died in the back of a pickup truck, which I don't care about. But right. They're in this warehouse in Gaza with these fucking Hamas guys. Like standing around, like screaming and crying every time a bomb hits. You know,
so not to make too much of a hard pivot here, but I've noticed there's a lot of conversation about how Hamas was able to actually pull this off without their Israeli intelligence figuring it out.
Well, yeah, that's really actually a question. That. Now, there's a lot of people that are saying that are calling like false flag on
it's because they're retarded. We're not debating with them.
I'll say one thing, and I'm not, don't retarded. Worry, I'm not giving them credit. That
retarded.
I actually have
things happen. You're a weakling. You can't imagine attacks happening. They happen.
Well, that's the problem. Is that people that
you type on Telegram and are a soy filled bitch?
Okay, all right.
That's where that thought comes from. You're a soy-filled bitch who could not... you, on your anonymous account, could not imagine standing up for a single thing in life, let alone your own ability to eat. You would not stand. You would lie down and surrender. You believe that if you're allowed to do something, it's because a Jew let you.
That's
you're a soy-filled bitch.
Attitude, that's where
and you know what
the greatest
false flag in the world would be? You roping yourself, my dude. If you think it's a false flag, just end it. Just end it. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Well, here's what
this
I'll
makes
say
my job very difficult that I have to say that to people that might be in earshot of this, but it's like, you disgust me. You disgust me more than any Jew. The sitting there and watching this and being like, I think this is a false flag. You are a moron. Yeah,
that comes from a place of thinking Jews are absolutely invincible and infallible.
They are not invincible.
No.
Their world is falling apart before your eyes. And you won't just accept it.
They are freaking out.
I feel bad that you cannot take any joy out of this moment. You have to look
for
a way that you're actually taking the L right now.
I pity people who are looking for an L to take.
I don't pity, actually. I have nothing but utter bitter contempt for you. And I take joy in your misery. more than anything else that's going on right now. Well, like, oh man, there are a bunch of pretend white advocates that are in, they're shitter shattered right now because, oh my God, it's a false flag. Like, good.
No, they're in agony. They're twisting in agony because this situation presents them with a very difficult situation. Yeah, I use the word situation twice, whatever. But this, what's going on presents them with a difficult place to be because a lot of the stuff, because what's been shown here is, you want to know what's been shown here? You can fight Jews. You can fight Jews.
Russia's doing it.
It is possible.
Hamas is doing it.
These things can be done.
You're not.
These things can be done. You don't have to be a pussy. You can fight them. You can oppose them.
No, you can hashtag them.
And so, now, one thing that did happen is they did have these, and the thing is, don't think for a second, this raid could have been organized in the 3 days since the rabbis went into the mosque and engaged in that provocation. Now, they have been engaging in provocations constantly. And I think on some level, Netanyahu possibly did want to provoke a response from Hamas. But there is no way that what happened was part of any plan that he had.
No.
He probably wanted an exchange of rocket fire. Like the Palestinians send some rockets, they send some bombs into Gaza, and then they call it a day, and he gets to declare a state of emergency, take emergency powers or something like that, so the legal cases against him can't proceed or whatever it might be. I don't know. Some of these conspiracy theories are, here's how you know Jews are somewhat on the ropes. Jews are promoting some of these conspiracy theories. I'm seeing kikes out there that are saying this. There are Jews that are opposing Netanyahu that are saying these things. And don't think that they're not riven by internal problems as well. Because the fucking Jews, the Ben-Gvir, the Fresh Prince of Ben-Gvir, remember him? Those type of Jews have been provoking and provoking and provoking, actually against the advice of many in Israel. And they keep doing it because they're a bunch of religious fucking fanatics. But the other thing is, they don't fight in the army in Israel. They are literally people who start a fight and run out the back door. And they make up a significant population of that country. And so during elections, Netanyahu sides with them because they can bring in the votes to keep him in power. But they just kick them out of the government. Netanyahu and Yair Lapid, who is the Labor Party leader, the opposition party to Likud in Israel, they just formed an emergency government and they kicked Ben-Gvir and his coalition out of the government because they are useless in a war government. They don't fight and all they're going to do is provoke the Palestinians. Those fucking people were putting out videos of themselves like having bought like this pile of food for the IDF at supermarkets and they were showing like the long receipt and like bragging about how many shekels they spent on like snack foods to send to the IDF. And frankly, the other Jews are like, fuck you, kikes, because like those Jews are like the Jews of the Jews, you know, like because they like literally will not fight. So Israel also is being riven by an internal fight right now. It's fucking great. It's fucking awesome. There's no good fucking circumstance for them right now.
Between this and the Jews in the United States clutching their pearls frantically. Yeah. Oh, this is fantastic.
No, it's just satisfying. I mean, if you feel like you can't do anything else, at least just bask in it. Just enjoy it.
Yeah, just enjoy the moment. Enjoy the moment. They are really upset about this.
Yeah, they are getting fucked. And that's the other problem with America escalating against Iran. Again, they didn't expect Hamas to be this organized. I don't rule out that Netanyahu was trying to provoke something. Okay, but there's no way he was wanting to provoke this. And if they follow through, because right now it looks like Hezbollah is about to go. I mean, I hope I'm not wrong about this. It looks like Hezbollah is about to get into the fight, and that's going to open up a two fronts. So Israel has to fight against the Gazans in the south. They've said they're going to launch a full scale invasion of the Gaza Strip to destroy Hamas as a governing party, and they are going to reoccupy Gaza. Because for a long time, remember, Gaza was an occupied territory like the West Bank. It actually hasn't been for several years because the palace, there were settlements. There used to be Jew settlements in Gaza, and they have been destroyed. They have been taken, and the Jews have been evacuated from them.
You think any of these settlers are going to move back?
They're not going to move back. All of the kikes, they have evacuated southern Israel.
Yeah.
Okay, all the kikes and all those towns down there, they have They have evacuated it, okay? They are never going back. It is going to be empty desert. Those towns have been burned to the ground, okay? Many residents of them have fled to the north, and many residents of them have been fucking snatched and taken into Gaza. And the towns have been burned. And the IDF has been evacuating those people up north. Although some of them are still hiding in their safe rooms in their homes. Mm. Every kike in Israel has a safe room.
Mm.
And some of them down there are hiding in those safe rooms because they still don't know where all the Hamas soldiers are. They're still roaming around on their motorbikes from town to town, just like taking out various outposts and grabbing captives and shit like that. And the IDF still doesn't have that under control. And they can't get it under control because now they have to put out fires in the West Bank. Because, one, the West Bank citizens were protesting and just getting into clashes. And now they're actually starting to fight with guns. And that, it's inevitable. They can't contain it. Like, Mahmoud Abbas should just rope himself. Because he was, like, trying to contain this shit. It's not going to fucking work. Palestinian Authority, kill yourself. You should go back to being the fucking PLO. Arafat would be ashamed of you. Go out and fight.
God, that's true.
Go out and fucking fight. Go out and fight. And they're actually, a lot of them are doing it. So now they've got to worry about containing the West Bank. They've got to fight against the Gazans. And they have to worry. So they have three fronts. They have a three-front war.
And don't forget the fronts like Syria and Ukraine.
Yeah,
like,
that's the other, thing. The Dolan Heights.
That's going on.
What are the people called? The Stolen Heights?
The Stolen Heights.
The Stolen Heights might light up because the Syrians started bombing the shit out of Idlib.
Good.
When this stuff started. And really all they would need is a green light from Russia to go ahead and start. And if
they can't hold all these threats together.
There's a lot of shit going on. And all of it revolves around this one little country destabilizing literally everything. We could have a stable Middle East where all the Arabs that have run into Europe and all the ones that have moved to America, although there's fewer of them here, but there's a lot in Europe, all these people could just be happy in their homelands, in those weird sort of concrete apartment buildings that they build for themselves, just happy there, making money from oil or whatever, or having a dictator stealing all the oil money or whatever it might be. They could just be doing that.
They could just be happily not having democracy.
Yeah, they could just be happily living under a military dictatorship.
That's like
and
what
just
what you do. Like, who cares?
Yeah, like, or some oil shake or whatever. They could just be happy doing that and not having to run into Europe, because the other thing, it's sort of like, you know, people are saying, like, well, without the Jew NGOs, they'd come anyway. I'd be like, well, then we'd just say no.
Are you fucking retarded?
We would just
fucking telegraph, that, like, man.
People just, like, cling to.
If you're hearing this, then you're only getting half the show. Did you know that therightstuff.biz is 100% listener-funded? Thanks to this censorship machine, this project can only be sustained by listeners like you, by supporters like you. So why don't you get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? And show the powers that be that they can't silence the most silenced.
Like, I mean, the worst
that,
things. It's
well,
like, just
you're
accept
saying,
it. Like,
if,
you
you're
say,
if you're saying that, if you're saying that, what like, you then...
If you're saying that,
all,
just, like, log out. Like, we found out that you've, like... You didn't have internet on Saturday for a reason. Like, because you're in one of those fucking, like, shitposting bunkers that the Mossad runs. Like, just shut the fuck up. They shut the internet off on Saturday because of the fucking shit going down.
Oh yeah,
it's
yeah,
like anybody
yeah,
making those kind of arguments. Like, you're just
talking about
Jew,
how for like a few hours there was just like a respite from all the chaos.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard the like. I heard the.
That might be a bit
the
of
reports
a...
about like 4chan was like. I highly doubt that. Like,
I highly doubt it because you know
were there zero
shit
posts on 4chan? Because like, you go to poll, like
well,
come on.
Just stop. Also a lot of those fucking all those click farms and yeah, the gay ops are just located here or in Europe or in Cyprus, you know, or someplace. Right? A lot
if
of them are probably
saying,
in
if
Cyprus.
Saying without NGOs they'd come anyways. You are literally like the most retarded, stupid nigger I've ever heard in my life. Just shut
well,
your mouth. Never
I
speak
mean,
to anyone ever again.
There might be some of them like want to come, but all we have to do is say no.
You need an
I
NGO
mean,
for it to work.
You need
an NGO look, to work inside this
but,
country
but
to like
is,
allow it. And
but the other thing, it's like. So we should leave those NGOs in place? That's literally like, well, if I didn't steal your house, somebody else would do it. Or Sargon, like, if someone wasn't raping those girls, someone else would do it. It's like, well, we shouldn't fight
yeah,
the Israeli
you know,
NGOs.
Paki rape gangs don't happen without Israel.
Right, because if
they did that to you.
We should actually, you know, we shouldn't oppose the Israeli NGOs. Because without them, someone else would do it.
You know what? The reason that Africans run around Sweden and rape little girls, it's because that country's run by like white women.
Right. It's white women that do it. Right. It's not the actual it's like some white woman with a dumb idea.
Pretend
is
Israel's
actually
a white woman.
Yeah.
And celebrated being attacked, okay?
There you go. There you go. Well, I was saying, according to your ideology, all those Jewish broads at the rave now want to be raped by Hamas. They're asking, right? Isn't that the ideology? Like the strong man came in and like kidnapped a woman, and therefore she now wants him to rape her because that's how female psychology works, right? So you should be celebrating it. There's no way that all that stupid Manosphere shit, they all shouldn't literally be celebrating the Giga Chad hang glider war bride taker. Like there is just no way you can reconcile not taking that position. Oh. BAP is mad because it was his tribe that the war brides were seized from. So your Bronze Age mindset, like he's actually upset because in the Bronze Age mindset, he's the cuck. Right? Like by Bronze Age values, these Palestinians just stole your war brides, buddy. What, you know, there you go. So yeah.
Oh, there's a Rabbi Shmuley who's like,
oh, is that Shmuley Boteach?
No, it says Rabbi Shmuley.
That's him.
Maybe. Is it Rabbi?
Yeah.
That's him. Newsweek and Washington.
I literally recognize
him. Oh, okay,
that.
Yeah.
That is Shmuley Boteach.
He's A-logging Cory Booker for some reason.
Oh, well, Cory Booker, he's been A-logging Cory Booker since Cory Booker signed Obama's Iran deal.
Okay.
But Cory Booker is a Zionist tool and is actually, first of all, he's probably gay. And so they probably have some kind of gay compromise on this guy. But Cory Booker was best friends with Shmuley Boteach. Remember we covered this a while
ago? Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
He's talking about how I was... But Cory Booker is like in Israel. What is this nigga doing in Israel? He's kissing the fucking jewel-encrusted ring of his
man,
master.
That reminds me. There's all those New York
the NYPD.
Fuck.
Or was it New York State?
I don't know. I gotta
pull
PD,
it back up,
like,
but that shit was funny.
There was like a New York State like counterterrorism training force in Israel. Because remember, New York State is Israel. It's big Israel. There's little Israel and there's big Israel. And Florida is like also Israel.
America's just Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, it's their territory. Why do you think like they're all like, where do you think all those people are fleeing Ben Gurion Airport to?
Yeah, they're all coming.
They're all coming here.
There's a number of different. They could be going to a number of different places in the U.S. or Europe. They're going to Cyprus. Although Cyprus is probably still too close for them. That's a little bit too close. Let's keep pressing forward. But let's go back to France and Britain, America. You know, maybe some people go to Poland. You know, some to Germany. You know, who knows? Maybe they're definitely not going to Russia. Some of them are going to Turkey. Turkey. You know, Erdogan, the eternal Turk, has basically said that he'll give Jews 90-day shelter. But I'm like, actually, good, do it, Erdogan. Bring the Jews to Turkey. Then they won't be in Israel. And then they won't be in Europe. That sounds like the right... Actually, that might be the place we send Jews. Maybe we send them to Turkey.
Why did Fox News find it necessary to report on this? But yeah, dozens of New York law enforcement leaders stranded in Israel...
Take a break.
Well, they reported on it because it's actually... News
break time.
But yeah.
So we can go. There's so much more to go through.
I just thought it was kind of funny. Like, why would you tell the public about this? Public's not going to be supporting having all these law enforcement leaders over there.
Well,
apparently they do.
Well, the Jews and boomers probably
will.
Like,
oh, my God.
But I don't know. Alex needs to fill us in on the boomers, because apparently the boomers are not foaming at the mouth for Israel this time around.
So we'll do that behind the paywall. Get behind it if you want to see what you got to, you know. Who's signing our paycheck?
You.
And you can't sign us a check.
Yeah.
You have to send us crypto,
or
you have to
use like the electronic
Odyssey. You have to like go around like fucking blockades.
You have to go around
fucking like Gaza style economic blockades, like get in and pay us to do this stuff.
Paraglide over the Gaza Strip style economic blockade against helping us out and get some Bitcoin or send a money order. Or do some of the other options on the paywall.
We'll be back to talk about all those. Oh my God, I'm back again. Please, you've made it this far into the show and you still haven't shut this version of it off, deleted the file in anger, and gone over to therightstuff.biz/paywall to create a subscription and get rid of this nonsense. Please do so. We'll both be happier for it. Those other pressing stories involving the greatest, probably, like, weekend in this war so far. Hoping for many more. We'll be right back.
You are listening to The Daily Show Up. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny? La 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 la!